forget their anniversary.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on Valentine's Day.
You know what would be amazing if that video message is how he's reminded that it's their anniversary? Just look at his phone.
Whoa, things are getting tense in the El Rojo house.
Yes. The El Rojo Dojo, if you will.
The El Rojo Dojo.
Oh no!
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a tag team match. We were thinking about our starting topic here. We got two duos, we've got teams working together, we got some conflict. We got Bob and Dev's anniversary, so we think...
Yeah, the starting topic's Bob and Dev!
No, who did? The starting topic, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be romance. Romance. Making it happen. All right, we're going to start this as we started the last one. We're going to ask them. They're going to be like, yeah, you're going to ask you. We're going to be like, ee! And then we're counting down together. 3, 2, 1, art fight.
So let's, that was it.
So let's do this, folks. Artists, are you ready?
Go!
Audience, are you ready?
Yeah!
Here we go. 3, 2, 1,
art fight!
And on the left-hand side, we have Stomadon drawing romance somehow. Or whatever Stomadon believes to be romance.
It's really hard to say. I'm pretty sure Stomadons reproduce asexually, so...
Yeah.
It might just be a night at home with Netflix.
Yeah, they just hang out, they watch a few episodes of Friends and go, oh, there's a kid.
Awesome. Get there.
Back to Chandler Bing. All right.
Meanwhile, on the right-hand side, we have romance from the pen of the Charm City Shinobi himself.
Is he drawing himself? What's happening there?
Nope.
Is that Cable? Do we have Cable going on?
All we know is it's an angry man with a 90s haircut. We'll see what's happening with that in just a couple minutes. Meanwhile, on the left-hand side, you can't see it because behind Stomadon's gigantic head, but there is currently something bursting out of the chest of a very startled man.
That's love, you guys.
It is true romance at its best. Oh my gosh! Oh, you guys are in for something great.
Yeah.
I'm making you wait for it, though, apparently. Okay, stop it up. You can just move over to the side for just a second. There we go. The big reveal.
Red is the color of love and gore and everything amazing.
As a chest burster has presented a heart, an actual heart.
Aww. Adorable.
And horrifying. Don't order the special.
Yeah, don't go for it. Of course, tag team match have a little bit of a variation of super art fight rules. Brandon Chalmers, our referee, has to see each and every tag. There's a 5-count where both artists can be on at the same time, as you're seeing live and in person. And then at the 2-minute mark, we go for a free-for-all. All 4 artists allowed on the canvas at the same time.
Okay, so now we have Elmer Sorojo jumping in, what I believe is drawing the second half of romance that was started by his teammate Stompadon. I'm pretty sure that Alien is on a date with Predator right now.
Aww.
And Predator looks the cutest. Oh my gosh, you guys!
I think they're really gonna go to business, Ross.
Funny enough, they've been on J-Date.
Why? Oh, it looks like our romance over on the right-hand side, like a lot of what I've seen in Artist Alley, is the science pros making it happen.
That's right, we have Iron Man and the Hulk together at last.
Aww.
The Iron Man doesn't look too thrilled about it, though.
That also may be the least jacked I've seen of the Hulk in some time.
Yeah, this is more like Bruce Banner just kind of afterwards. Just
yeah,
like,
meh. Wearing the torn skinny jeans. We got 1 minute 55 seconds until the next spinning of the Wheel of Death. That was almost a tag. Okay, now the Commando's a legal man. Hang on, now the Commando's a legal man, I think.
Double tag. They can't keep track of their own tags. Okay, so now we have Lover Sorojo jumping in on the Hulk. I'm pretty sure he's turning the Hulk into his own mother.
Aww.
Yeah, that's Deb, everybody.
Hey!
She looks great. It's funny because...
Good job, Bob, hey.
Yeah, good job, Bob.
Good job, Bob.
Meanwhile, over here on the left-hand side, it looks like it's actually 50 Shades of Pred, as the Predator is letting us know that Mr. Predator will see you now.
Oh, no. Sorry.
I've been corrected. 50 Shades of Pred. 50 Shades of Pred. Not my joke. His fault. Boo him later.
I mean, it's a better pun, so I'll laugh.
That's fair.
Now on the right-hand side, we've got a quickly done luchador mask. It's either a quickly done luchador mask or a really bad Attack on Titan cosplay. One of the two. I love it. Not only is the chest burster on a date, but the guy who's bursting out of the chest from is even dressed for the occasion.
Yeah, so that's how I go for every important date in my life. Top hat, monocle, mustache wax, I go all out.
And tails.
Yeah. Nothing else.
No, actually a tail from the creature.
8, 7, 6, 5.
No, she know it up top. Rojo seven on down below. Shinobi and Commando, and for the team of Stop and Don Elvers and Rojo, we get good eats.
Good eats. Wait, the Commando's just lost his sunglasses.
Oh.
Luckily, he has a backup pair.
All right. When in doubt, carry more sunglasses. And what is he putting on now?
Oh, he's got an America sleeve.
Stars and bars as far as the eye can see.
As long as your eye is looking directly at his arm.
It's a big arm, let's be honest.
Okay, so now we have Freaky Fairy Tales and Good Eats appearing on the canvas. Stompadon's working on Good Eats. We have a small, very disturbed slice of pizza in the bottom corner. And it says, I am delicious but sentient.
Oh no! I know we're all worried about when Skynet goes active, but when Pizza Hut goes active, we are screwed.
That poor pizza. I really wanted pizza until a minute ago. Now I really want pizza. Okay, so we have some good eats appearing on the canvas, and meanwhile our freaky fairy tales appearing for the pet of Charm City Shinobi. In the bottom left-hand corner, we have three little pigs and a giant up arrow. Oh, wait, a house.
Yes.
It is Pictionary meets pro wrestling. We've been over this. We are guessing two. Oh, wait, it's the brick house. It's Mighty Maché.
And it's letting the pigs hang out, Ross.
What's that?
It's letting the pigs hang out.
That's right. That is, we've got our brick house in the bottom left-hand corner.
They got that 5-cap to make it happen.
Both of them using it all that time properly. And now,
and we are getting Guy Fieri drawn onto the canvas, the Dark Lord himself.
It looks like
he's ready to go to Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
It looks like, you know, I know it's Guy Fieri, but it also looks like Guy Fieri and Doc Brown had a baby. It's kind of halfway in between. It's like Back to the Future and Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes, indeed.
So they just go to that one retro diner.
Exactly.
At all times. The second one. Okay, so we have Guy Fieri being eaten by a giant monster from the pen of Stompadon.
That's one big gaping mouth, folks.
That's a gianter Guy Fieri monster that eats Food Network stars, hosts, and other things.
Coming for you, Giada De Laurentiis. You're going down.
Okay, so now we have, in the bottom left-hand corner, Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf is Blitzer? Blitzer?
Oh,
down.
Wolf Blitzer, I get it now.
He's breaking his own news, folks.
And the headline is, Are Pigs Terrorists? Question mark. Okay, it's official. The Commando, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen you do on the canvas.
Breaking news, that's the funniest thing he's ever done on the canvas.
I really get it. Okay, Wolf Blitzer is now, I think that's a art fight first.
Wolf Blitzer, yeah.
Wolf Blitzer on the canvas.
We should tweet it at Wolf Blitzer, just to get this huge response on live air. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, we have Wolf Blitzer in the bottom left-hand corner. The big bad Wolf Blitzer. we have Stompadon eating Guy Fieri.
Oh no!
With Donkey Sauce.
Stompadon's pretty stoked.
With Donkey Sauce, don't worry. By the way, if you want to hear Super Art Fights commentary on Guy Fieri, you should listen to the latest episode of the Super Art Fight podcast.
Or come see the Super Art Fight podcast live tomorrow at 12:30.
That's right. We're recording it in live four. Yeah, and come ask us our opinions on just about anything. In fact, you can tweet us questions ahead of time before the show at Super Art Fight, and we will try and answer them during the show.
30 seconds of okay. Spinning of the wheel of death, and what is the term? Oh wait, we got Mothra?
I do believe there's a giant Mothra.
Mothra's in love with Stompadon! Aww! We have a love connection on the campus, folks!
Stompadon's looking pretty happy about it.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Wheel of Death!
Horrors of Skymall.
Okay, Ugly People versus the Horrors of Skymall. Now, we've talked before, on the last bout, there was plenty of room left in the last crucial minutes. With a tag team match, there's a lot of opportunity normally. There's so much energy on the canvas for artists trying to get their ideas out there that the canvas gets covered pretty quick. And as we can see here, only 10 minutes down already, we've got a lot of room covered on the canvas. Where will both those artists work, especially for those last crucial 2 minutes, the free-for-all, where all four of our artists are going to be working at the same time?
Ross, my friend, I hate to say, but I think this friendly competition has just gotten personal as the commando is drawing his ugly person, El Russo Rojo, right there on the canvas. He doesn't even need a microphone, you guys.
I think he's accusing El Russo Rojo of being an inside job.
Oh, no.
Okay, so El Russo Rojo being drawn as an ugly person in the middle of the canvas, while meanwhile back to our sentient but delicious pizza, who is now on sale at Skyball for $9.99.
Hey!
Sentient pizza, $9.99. There it is.
You're trying to get them to cheer for your opponents. So I don't know if that's really going to work out.
The will cheer for just about anything.
Okay, and we are now just about halfway through this bout, so we want to check in once again with you, live audience, see who you think is winning so far. Brandon Chalmers shimmying into position. He's got it happening. Let's hear it first for the team of the Commando and Charm City Shinobi. Let's hear it for their opponents, El Russo Rojo and Stompadon!
Still a close match for both teams, as now we have the Charm City Shinobi dropping to the bottom middle. I do believe he's drawing himself onto the canvas.
Oh no.
So he's fired. And meanwhile, we've got Stompadon working on. Oh no, now Mothra's for sale.
Oh no,
still $9.99. This is the best Skyball deal. You can't get anything under $200 on that thing. Guess they're having a sale. What's that say over there? Combo.
Sentient pizza comboed with bewildered bacon, ladies and gentlemen. They're tossing in bewildered bacon at no extra cost.
Yes, that's right. Bewildered bacon from the pen of Stompadon.
Okay, I think I figured out what's going on with Charm City Shinobi continuing the ugly people. Charm City Shinobi is now drawing himself and the commando. Keeping it real as he puts it.
Keeping it real.
Psychiatrists would have a field day with all of this.
It's
Well, we did say it was going to get stupid.
We didn't say it also couldn't get cerebral while it got stupid.
That's true. We got a minute and 14 seconds to go.
It's like the Lego movie,
the Wheel of Death. Just barely missed on the wheel. Murder monkeys, cartoons falling on hard times, Admiral Snack Bar, and one of my personal favorites, E Honda Civic.
I know Admiral Snack Bar is always a favorite of mine.
I always think of the trap, personally. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Hey, the joke. So, we've got our mantra. Now we've got the commando drawing the commando, eating this delicious but sentient pizza.
Oh, no.
And now, by the way, I love the way that the Charizard Shinobi is drawn by himself and his teammate in the bottom middle of the canvas, because they're just kind of hanging out there, staring straight forward. This is the American Gothic of art fight right there in the middle. Oh, yeah, there he's adding to it. By adding a dingle hopper, he has completed the illusion.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Wheel of death.
Shinobi and Commando get danger zone. Where Stabadon and Alrusa Rojo get mystery meat.
Okay, mystery meat for our two custom competitors, while meanwhile, danger zone for
Shinobi. Top gun on it too, as Charm City Shinobi is now dropping an F-16 right at the top right there. F-14, I'm sorry, Captain Blake.
Yes, that's right, that's an F-14. It looks like he tapped on the brakes so they... It looks like he tapped on the brakes so they could fly right by. more horrors of Skyball is now... Alrusa Rojo is... No, I'm sorry, the commando is available, and the Charm City Shinobi, both available from Skyball in the top left. The commando costs $60, while the Charm City Shinobi only costs $20.
Aww. It's a fairy tale. Or perhaps a dead piece of fire.
Listen, the commando is made in America, so
that's why I have to pay extra.
Exactly.
Okay, so germs.
So we've got the Alrusa Rojo working in the middle of the canvas. Is that the commando as a piece of meat? We have the commando as a chicken wing.
Meat on the canvas.
Mystery solved, he says. Meanwhile, we have the commando drawing in a missile that has hit Guy Fieri and nobody minds. I think Guy Fieri would be okay with going down in flames. His shirt would look the same.
Exactly. It would remain an ever constant. And you figure with all the hair gel, it would just end really quickly. Just gone.
It would not take much. Now more mystery meat from Stepanon. I'm not even sure what is that is. It's just kind of a blob right now that's screaming loudly.
It's like a potato. It's got a face. Oh, Mr. Nugget.
Mr. Nugget looks thrilled to be alive. Mr. Nugget looks thrilled to be existing, I think.
You call that thrilled? I question how you interpret faces.
Mr. Nugget looks like every second causes agony, and he would put him out of his misery.
Yeah. Mr. Nugget saying his catchphrase, please kill me, make it happen.
Coming soon to a McDonald's near you.
Come no back to all the nuggets. You know the nuggets are good because they're screaming.
They're jumping for joy, bro. They can't believe the deals. Okay, so now we've got Alrusa Rojo being drawn by the Charm City Shinobi in the bottom left. I think he's playing volleyball. He's keeping with the Top Gun reference, and Alrusa Rojo is playing volleyball without a shirt on.
Tremendous.
You know, because he's not Goose.
Yes.
So now, 1 minute 35 seconds of next spinning the wheel of death, just barely missed. Stupid phones, sports equipment, college ninjas, and my
Legend of Smelda.
Legend of Smelda.
Link to the gas. unfortunately. Yeah, it's nowhere near as beloved as Ross sucks, I feel.
Listen.
Apparently they've known to love you, except for that guy.
It's okay, he bought a t-shirt.
Yeah, all right.
So, we have the pen of El Russo Rojo, something to the Tomcat. I think the fighter jet's getting a pair of jaws, Marty.
And it is like, hey guys!
Actual jaws. You know it's gonna sound like Starscream when it's done.
Oh no.
It's really whiny.
Anything but that.
I'll take over from Megatron! Someday!
That's also the Mr. Nugget voice.
Please eat me! It hurts to live! Oh God, help! Dip me in the sauce, please! Dip me in the sauce!
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Wheel of Death!
Wheel of Death!
Wheel of Death!
Wheel of Death!
Improvised surgery for the team of Shinobi Commandos and Stomaton and El Russo Rojo get Spider Princesses.
Really want to die. It's one of my favorite things.
I had a wife and kids until you ordered!
It's getting dark, guys.
It's the next pain of nuggets,
basically. Oh no!
It's all funny.
The pen of the commando while I was busy doing that wonderful Mr. Nugget impression.
We have the Griddler appearing in the top middle of the canvas. Because of history, me. Griddle me this, Batman.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm on a roll today.
A breakfast roll.
So, oh my god.
We have a Metroid. I'm sorry, we have a Spider Princess in the bottom right, and it is actually a spider with a princess tiara.
Yeah, because it's the Spider Princess. That's why. That's what the tiara indicates.
Realistically, though, there would never just be one Spider Princess, because in a monarchy, you know, it would have to go to all of them. Wow. It would have hundreds of babies, so you'd have to have about 300 Spider Princesses at any given time. Of course, the mother would eat 12 of them.
Oh, delicious.
And now Mothra has turned into a Spider Princess as well. King Nugget, I totally missed him sneaking up behind our American Arclight Gotham.
Don't know how you missed it, he was screaming the entire way.
Hey guys, how's it going? Do you want to play Destiny later?
Less than a minute until the free-for-all, folks. All four competitors allowed on the canvas at the same time. It's going to be a lot to call, Ross. Or Mr. Nugget, whoever you are over
Which
there.
Better for you?
Your voice is gonna be fried in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, during the wheel of death spin, Rick said, hey, keep doing that for the wheel. Like, do you want me to commentate for the rest of the match or do that one time?
Options.
One time, okay, thanks.
Less than 30 seconds of the free-for-all. All four competitors allowed on the canvas at the same time. Brandon Chalmers getting ready to let them know, folks.
Okay, we did just miss on the wheel of death, Rage Muppets. I really hope that comes up next time. Pie Fight, one of my favorites. Fabulous Snagglepuss and Stupid Poke both of them again. Okay, 6 seconds until the free for all. Here we go. By the way, this takes us back. But does anyone remember? Speaking of terrible food, does anyone remember year one of Super Mario Bros. Con, where Marty and I ate terrible sandwiches on stage? Was anyone actually here for that thing?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. We ate a cheeseburger in a McChicken sandwich.
Inverse. McChicken in a
McChicken, entire McChicken sandwich and a larger cheeseburger. Yeah. I ate half of mine, left it on the front of the stage, went to go pack up, came back, someone had eaten the other half.
Yeah. And that's when we knew you kids at CancerCon were what we call special?
Hungry.
No, they're what we call
hungry.
Oh, all right. They left food out, get it? That food's free! Run! Come on, Kate, let's do this! Okay, so 1 minute remaining, 1 minute to go in this tag team battle. Only one team will win.
When did Iron Man turn into David Bowie in the top middle of the canvas?
When isn't Iron Man David Bowie? That's what I want to know.
Okay, so that does explain the Spider Princesses from Mars. There it is. Okay.
Hey,
I get it.
That's a Bowie deep cut right there.
Okay. So now we have the last 2 minutes, or as I call it, four butts blocking the view.
But what butts they are, folks. What butts they are.
Don't worry, we'll give you guys a minute at the end to see what happened in the last crucial seconds. We've got, I don't know, when the improvised surgery from the guy over here who started our romance on the left, that's going to happen. I think Calvin and from Calvin and Hobbs.
Commando, like you're the rat battle, just drops the markers everywhere. Oh, all the markers are dropping.
It's like the national anthem. The cast just off. Okay, so.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, breathe it in. We certainly are. The fumes are strong. Take it in. Take a look at it because it's time to find ourselves a victor. But you want my mic? Thanks, sir. All right, let's give a big round of applause to both teams. All right, let's put our hands together first. The team of the Charmed City Shinobi and the Commando.